talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern, Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. The number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
General
Holder,
you've
got to
get us out of here now! I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
Out of these gates. We've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Please don't bring you.
Hold the line. Stay with me. You find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face. Do not be troubled.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I knew a man who once said death smiles at us all. All a man can do is smile back. All a man can do is smile back.
Yep. Sooner or later, we're just going to have to smile back. And that's what we're doing right now. Right here in your timeline, we're smiling back. This is the way it needs to be. It's that damn Two Feathers with the Cognitive Reality Show. Got my buddy, right-hand man, and a wonderful special guest from across the pond. Guest from across the pond. And, hey, we'd like to let you know that we're bringing this real information across your timeline. If you'd like to be caught up in, all the garbage that's propaganda, and with all these other stations out here, and just taking us down wherever we want to go. But if you want some of this real information, we let you know that you're listening to the number one station on the planet, which is Revolution Radio. And it comes into your timeline in the wake of where a lot of people just don't seem to want to wake up. But I have to ask the question, are you hot yet? Is it hot in your part of the neck of the woods or your country or your state or wherever you're at? Are you hot enough yet to think that about, we may be having some nefarious activities going on here? And I mean, it just keeps going on and going on. But if you happen to be joining us tonight, come on Thursday night, I'll give you some beautiful websites that you can tune into, and which gives you different methods of being able to donate to the station. And gives you those direct links. But tonight I'll tell you, You can go to our website, www.revolution.radiofreedomslips.net and freedomslips.org, and have a look around and locate, you know, and recognize all the different methods of being able to donate to the station. But if you come on Thursday night, I'll give you a little heads up on all the direct links. So, yeah, just come check me out on the Two Feathers Show. But tonight, I'd like to welcome my one of my best brothers in right-hand man, Sergeant Miller. What's happening, Sergeant Miller?
All right, Monday Night Live.
There you go. Monday Night Live, and we ain't talking about Saturday Night Live. It isn't sad. Huh?
Yeah, this is crawfish ball weather. There you go.
Oh, Lord, you better hope you're in some kind of shade. That's for sure. Good. Night of mighty. And we'd like to welcome Miss Pack. How you doing there, Miss Pack?
Yeah, howdy. It's Tuesday here, so.
Yeah. There you go.
So I'm in your future.
Yeah, you're in our future, but it is after 12 o'clock midnight Central Time here in America, you know. So it's 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central. So, how was y'all weekend? You had a good weekend?
Yeah, I did have a good weekend. I can't remember what I did, but I had a good weekend and I wasn't drunk. So.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
I wanted to as we do here, as far as with Me Too Feathers, you know, I kind of like, I want to put it in across, like, what we're trying to do is awaken people into this cognitive state of mind, you know, then they jump into their reality of what the hell is going on here. Now, sometimes it may seem like it's, you know, it's to anger people. Well, I hope that it does, because now, you know, as it was stated by a great professor, that now, you know, good, I'm getting your attention. You know? And but what I want to say tonight is what I'd like to do is state that what I'm trying to do is say not anyone here at the station and possibly the ones that come listen to the program, you know, I'm not saying us in general, but it's us sounding out to our governments of the world, you know, that what needs to be said. And I'll give you a perfect prime example. And it was stated over the weekend, this young gentleman, I should have wrote down the title or took a picture of the title of his book. But he made this book, and it was in the wake of something about the end. Basically, it was the end of the old boys club, is the way that he put it. He wanted for it to come to an end. Of the old boys club, and I've stated it here one time before, as the GOP stands for the good old politician, you see? And he was kindly putting it as the old boys club, you see? And you got to look at, you know, there's many of them, you know? We got Skull and Bones, Freemasons, Trilateral Commission, Sergeant Miller, all of these different... You know, these different good old boys club.
Yeah, the usual suspects. There you go.
Yeah, the usual suspect. There you go. And the way that he put it was, he was putting it across, that these people, you know, he noticed as himself, he was giving himself as an example. He was coming straight out of college making a six-figure income. Which is a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But what happens when you got the good old boys that been in this thing, I'm talking about, you know, the Mitch McConnells, Harry Reid and all these other people up there in the governmental body. Hell, look at the people probably in PacSun neck of the woods and their parliaments and all of that been in there for many, many years, you know? And these people, like, you know, look at Nancy Pelosi. Didn't she say that they had to stop insider trading at one point in time? Yeah, that's because they already made millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah, the check, the check, they're clear.
That's only for other people. Insider trading is only illegal for everybody else.
Yes.
Not the politicians.
Yes,
but,
exactly.
But yeah, you know, we do have career politicians now, right? And going into politics was not supposed to be a full-time career. It was supposed to be for people to go in, you know, do something good for a couple of seasons and then leave. But these people are there for 30, 40, 50 years. And all they do is stuff up the country, your country, my country, you name it. You know, the UK, you know, they're all being destroyed.
Yes, exactly my point. And,
and they get the best health care. They get the best health care, all the five-star. They got their retirement. What, retirement, what, 4 or 5 years? Mm. They get a retirement. Oh, man, look.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, they've only got to be, I think here, I think they've got to, I don't even think it's one term to, you know, as the prime minister. And you know, they get this $1 million a year pension, like, you know, plus the benefits. So it's crazy. Like, you know, they shouldn't be getting money like that when we don't have money. If we've got no money, if we owe money, right, because we're all broke. You're broke, I'm broke, you know, Australia's broke, UK's broke, you know, because we all owe money to the Freemasons, yes. You know, Rothschilds and the rest of them. So why should they get money, right? Why should they get a pension when they're running us into the ground? You know, if you had a CEO of a company who was running the company into the ground, you wouldn't be giving him a bonus and sending him on his way with a, you know, nice pension for the rest of his days.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. And then, you know, here's something, a beautification to add to that, that over the weekend, Why Not and I was speaking, and, you know, they were saying that, shout out to Why Not, that he was saying that ordinary for us to, you know, that the government was saying, who is that was saying for us to, you know, I don't know if it was what part of the government, but they were saying that ordinary for us to send this money to Hawaii. Oh, Joe Biden and company. That's who it was saying that we have to approve this. How much was it? $35 billion? Or something for Ukraine? I don't know if y'all caught that or not. However much it was, I may be off with the figure.
You close. I mean, who really knows? I mean, man, look.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I'm saying, that they can continue on. So this is why I'm stating the facts of these different. You know, these different observations and these different facts of, you know, these figures and there. And this is what causes me to want to be sarcastic in my, you know, my come across as a, you know, a shout, you know, like a speak out or over speak. Or how do they say it? You know, whenever you when you're like want to be heard, another word, what's the other, the word for it? You know, when you want to speak out, another word. But I can't think of it, just on the tip of my brain. But anyway, so they try to, you know, within the United Nations, which the United States is, you know, part of, you know, they have what they call their common agenda. Ms. Pack, if you would, if you have a like a little notepad and a pen, what they have is they have a number of pages that I'm going to read through, but we may not be able to get through them all tonight. But what I'll do is I'll come back whenever we head up maybe next week and where we left off, and I'll try to remember where we left off if you want to write down where we lead off, and then I'll just come right back to it, and we'll jump right back into it.
Okay.
All right. So, I'll start out with they have a common agenda. Now, I'll be, you know, sarcastically speaking and also comically in the wake of what they're not doing, okay, which they try to proclaim themselves to be doing. But we're, you know, with this, you know, with all of this, these nefarious acts that these suckers do in the wake of, you know, with the proxy wars and, you know, we can't, you know, like I had put it to our Rev Radio chat with the host chat yesterday, I think it was last night or something, or early morning. And, you know, I put in there that, you know, it's funny how they wanted to, you know, send all of this money, and they continue to sign these bills, you know, to send all of this billions of dollars, and they got all of this money to do all these things, but they don't have, they can't lower the prices, you know, for bottom feeders and useless eaters, which is us. Just like you had stated at the beginning, Ms. Pack, with not being able to, you know, you're broke, I'm broke. You know, the country's, you know, we feel like our countries are broke, but these suckers have got money just to play with, like it's damn Monopoly money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, son?
Suckers, yeah. shooting marbles with billions of dollars.
Yeah. What you say, yeah. Pat?
Yeah. Well, that's it, isn't it? You know, they just pluck a figure out of the air, don't they? And they just hand it. You know, send it to Ukraine. Like, you know that. I think that they have sent more money to Ukraine than I think the whole of World War II or the Korean War or anything else cost. It's like crazy. Wow. But with that thing in Hawaii, have you seen some of the pictures of that? Like, yes. You know, if that wasn't a military, a stern or whatever it is, you know, attack, you know, I've seen a couple of videos of, you know, these like giant laser beams, like, you know, and blowing up houses and stuff. But I've seen a video and fires don't work like that. Right, fires don't, you know, just leave one house standing and all the grass all around it, right? And everything behind it and beside it, either side. And behind it is completely, you know.
Yes, that's a wonderful point.
It looked like the future with the Terminator. Remember the Terminator movies? In the future?
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. It doesn't happen like that. That's not a fire. And one of the reports I saw yesterday, somebody spoke up. I think they worked for the government. But they did say something about that the fireys weren't allowed to go and, you know, go and fight the fires. Children had a day off school all of a sudden. So there were children left in the houses alone while their parents went to work. So, you know, it sounded like it was like another way of them to round up children. Because, you know, there's over 1,000, you know, 1,200 still missing or something, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And you know what's funny? And it's awful funny that I was about to say that very thing. But, you know, here's this is not to take anything away from those children and those families perishing in that fire. Here's the comical part that I'm saying, but not being comical about it. It went from me hearing 100 and to amplify what you said, 1,000. Now that's a big, big difference. Now I want you to know that I did hear 1,000. I did hear 1,000 like you said. Okay, but it was later on. But it's awful funny that it went from 100 to 1,000. You see what I'm saying there? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean they're still going through the rubbish right now, and I hope 808 is all right. I know I haven't heard from him in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that's right. He's from that area.
Yeah, and Epic Journeyman, he didn't have no internet Friday night on Jimmy Jean's show. So I hope both of them are all right. You know.
Yes.
That ain't no joke, man. That's what how many acres they said? What? 2,000-3,000 acres?
A lot.
Probably more than that. That's
as
crazy.
As far as that didn't look normal at all, man. I'm serious. But what I heard was they said something about that they had hurricane force winds that blew those fires across. It's just awful funny, man. It's just like, damn, like Pac saying, you know, it's just like, man, the way it looks, it just doesn't even look like a, like Pac said, you know, you can see, you know, one house, okay, the wind was blowing, blah, 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 two or three houses, the fire trucks get there. And then here's another kicker. Now, they sound an alarm for the hurricane season to go off. Some coinkydink, you know, the oddball reason, you know, they didn't sound the alarms for the fire, you know, it's just awful funny. But for hurricane season or tsunami season, they sound them off like it's, you know, they blowing the whistle to tell the children to come get ice cream, you know, but a freaking major fire comes and it's just like, it doesn't seem right. You know, I mean, I could see, you know, okay, you know, 3 to 6, 9 houses burning and the fire trucks are not there. Nobody's there. And it just like, it just overtook the whole area at one time like that. I mean, it just, come on, man. A whole fire?
That sucker looked like Beirut and Lebanon and the,
yeah,
on the Reagan, like, totally destroyed. Cars melted. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, not even nothing left in the cars. Like, no interior. Like, you know, dashboards, anything like that. It's just all metal. It's all looked like World War III freaking ash. You know? Like, damn, man. It's just, man, just. But, So these people presume, you know, as we go on and, you know, God rest those people's soul, you know, I mean, my goodness, dude, what kind of world are we in? And then these people, what's that saying they got, y'all? That, they say that, I'd rather excuse myself now and apologize for it later. Or something like that. They got a saying like that. I don't know if you all heard something like that before. I'd rather excuse my, like, in other words, not blaming themselves, but coming back years later and apologizing for what may have occurred of their actions that they, you know, nefariously might have done upon society. You get what I'm saying, Sarge?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but they ain't gonna never apologize.
Nah. Just like that COVID thing, huh? Nobody ever came out and apologized, huh?
They're gonna tell you we got another vaccine for you.
There you go. See? And that's why I say that we have to look at this, what I have here, as a sarcasm toward their stupidity of what they're trying to tell us. Okay, so they have a heading that says Chapeau, a Chapeau. The challenges that we face, now it gets good. I read a little bit of it, and as a, you know, as the wonderful people we are here at Revolution Radio, and the information that we bring across the airways, which needs to be supported, and you know, and when we give out these websites and stuff like that, that people would write them down and want to support the station, because of the type of beautified information that we bring across the airwaves in the way that we do. So if it sounds like a sarcasm, it's because, you know, we don't, it's like a unification of the people that come and listen to this station and want to support the station. And it's like we do here. So there's no really, I mean, we communicate with the different scenarios of the topics. And, you know, sometimes it may sound like we're disgruntled with one another, but really what we're trying to do is we're trying to iron this stuff out because of may not have been brought across in this way. And, you know, with the lack of communication that people was not being able to bring across the airways that made it such a beautification of the way it needed to be said, you see? So, we have to look at this in the wake of us being sarcastic toward our government, because what is it for, you know, good men to sit down and do nothing is the only way for evil to continue to exist. Huh? So, you see, this is why we have to bring it in this kind of way. And we have to look at it as a sarcasm toward our government because, you know, we have to continue to challenge our government, as Benjamin Franklin stated. You know, it is our duty to awaken every day, to wake up and challenge our government. You know, because if you're being suppressed and oppressed, hey, if you're making a six-figure income and you're being thrown bread, as it like in Gladiator, then you're okay. You're enjoying the games of people getting out there, you know, can you bring me another beer? You know, in the stadium and being brainwashed by tens of thousands and you're not coming to the realization of what Revolution Radio is all about. You see, this is what Nighthawk, the true reason why Nighthawk, the originator of this platform, who's passed on and went to the other side and may rest in peace and God bless his family. You know, that what he was trying to do was bring change in society. You know, I believe that's the purpose of this platform and what we should be doing here at Revolution Radio. Now, if people want to talk about plants and pets and plants, that's their prerogative. But here on the con you to your reality, that's why we say you don't need so much of that pharmaceuticals to awaken you, to have you come into your cognitive state of mind. Because the more you do, you become into your reality of what the hell is going on here. Huh?
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Oh, can you give me another beer? So the challenges that we face can be addressed only through stronger international cooperation. Yeah, what kind of cooperation are they speaking about? The summit of the future in 2024, which is not even here, is an opportunity to agree on multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow. Okay? Yeah. What about a better today? Why are they looking at a better tomorrow? You know, they can't even fix today. Talking about a better tomorrow. You know, we got all these activities of what their actions are showing us now, right? FTX, and it's funny that Sam Bankman, through fraud, went to they denied his request for releasement. You know, I don't know if you all heard that. Yeah, the judge denied him. Yeah, it's awful funny. Probably put him in there and giving him T-bone steak. Yeah, because you know what, they don't want him. They try to make it look like an objective to what's really going on about the funding back to the Democratic Party. You see, anything that gears back to the Biden administration or the Democratic Party, you know, they don't want to make it look like they're tied up in that. You see what I'm saying? That could be a scenario.
I'll tell you, Trump cut the tag on the mattress. You got to indict him.
Yeah, you gotta indict him.
are you still? He still got videos from Blockbuster. He ain't returned. So you got to indict him for that too.
There you go. Yeah, Blockbuster. I heard they wanted to bring one of. They had one store left, and they were trying to bring Blockbuster back. See if Trump's name's on there for late charge. Indict him. Get him for impeachment. Oh shit, man. I'm telling you, man, this is how you have to look at this stuff. Yeah, Sarge, yeah. Talking about, how do you say it? Strengthening global governance for both present and future generations. General Assembly Resolution 76/307. In my capacity as Secretary General, I have been invited to provide inputs to the preparation for the summit in the form of action-oriented recommendations, building on the proposals contained in my report entitled Our Common Agenda, A75-982, which was itself a response to the declaration on a commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the United Nations, Assembly Resolution 75/1. The present policy brief is one such input. All right, now here's the purpose of the policy brief. In the declaration of the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the United Nations, heads of state and government undertook to promote peace. Yeah. To promote peace. Do y'all think they trying to promote peace right now? Does it seem like it's promoting peace? With all of these, hell, we could even go back to BLM and Antifa and all of these, that guy that was saying we need to go into the Capitol and, that guy that was FBI informant. Remember him?
Yeah, what's the name? Epps? Ray Epps?
Ray Epps, yeah.
Yeah. And then that shaman, he had a good interview on Alex Jones last week.
Oh,
that,
really?
What they call him, the QAnon shaman? I'm about to send that to you. Yeah, the one with the horns.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He told his little story. He's sharp on what's going on. I ain't gonna lie to you. He's sharp.
Come on. And then old Mike Pence is up there trying to run for president, huh?
That sucker there.
He should have showed his wooden nickel that he got, huh? His wooden coin.
Yeah, that old silver coin, yeah. He ain't going to talk about that.
Oh, he ain't talking about that coin that he had. He should have shined it before the... That really would have took the cake right there, boy. He probably had it in his pocket, Sergeant Miller.
Oh, no, that's in the safe.
Oh, that's in the safe?
That's that John Wick coin.
John Wick. Oh, boy. As you can see, he hid that joke in the safe. In the declaration of the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the United Nations, head of state government undertook to promote peace and prevent conflicts. Does it seem like that, you know, because I think that, you know, I don't think that, I wonder, like, let me ask you this question, okay? Let's say NATO and the NATO decides to have, they had did a military, because I was watching earlier, they had a military exercise, right? They had all these tanks and all this, I don't know if you saw that or not.
Last week?
It could have been. I have to go and look at the date. They had the military. Now, let me ask you this. Let's say NATO, they're supposed to be heading up towards the Belarus border or whatever, right? So, to get lined up or whatever is what I'm hearing. But some proclaim that You know, they could be just doing a military exercise, but, you know, there's no such thing as just, you know, just exercise. It wouldn't appear to me, not in the wake of, you know.
Yeah, what they say, we just practicing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, nothing to see here. No, as my boy Canadian Prepper says, there's no such thing as military exercise. It's only World War III. How he says it? Yeah. So that, you know, I mean, it just seems like that of the appearances. That my point, getting back to my point of what I wanted to state was, what is the belief that, let's say, if NATO goes in the wake of that, how much of the UN involvement gets involved with the UN activities or actions of what they do? Does the UN, would you as they proclaim to promote peace and prevent conflicts? So why is it that if you got a NATO involvement and they got all these different countries as part of NATO, then how can United Nations be not of NATO? Aren't there some countries that are part of NATO that are part of the United Nations? Dr.
Yeah.
Miller?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
To me, the United Nations is like, is like CNN and Fox together. And then okay. NATO is like the trade, commerce, and military. That's how I kind of look at it. Cause you with the UN, you're not gonna get you're gonna get that little narrative answer. And in NATO, yeah. they're gonna talk about trade, import, export, military exercise. Russia right. can't go into Ukraine and attack and. We must stand up for Ukraine, and then Ukraine not even part of NATO.
Okay, then I would look at United Nations as trade. I would think they would be about trade and all of that. You know, basically just about trading and, you know, commerce. And then NATO would be the part of the military actions. Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. So, but the thing is, how much of an influence does the United Nations, because in the United Nations, you have America that's in the UN too, right? They're part of, remember Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley was a part of the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? She was an ambassador for America.
Yeah, United States banner is over there with the you know, with the flags around the
United
Nations. Yeah. It means they have a seat at the table.
Yes. And she was an ambassador to the United Nations from the United States. So we could take it that you know, America is part of that. So they're sitting there promoting, and we know that United States, okay, let's connect it. So if the United States is part of the United Nations, and then we know that the United States is hooked up with the involvement of the funding of the Ukrainian, you know, what's going on over there. What's mm-hmm. the word I'm looking for right now? The proxy.
Yeah.
You know, Ukraine's
getting their ass
involved with the proxy. Yeah, so, I mean, and they're propping them up. We know this. And we know that they got these different countries of NATO that's supporting it as well. You know? So, either way, and then they sitting here trying to brainwash all of us into believing, okay, that's why I stated at the beginning that that we have to look at this sarcastically in the wake that we do of the type of information that they try to bring to us. You see? So we have to look at this adversely and objectively in the way that they bring it to us so that we're not brainwashed by, you know, them wanting to continue to get us into the stadiums by the tens of thousands, saying, honey, could you get me another beer? Boy, look, I don't make me roll out that red carpet, but I already did it. See that? So the heads of state and government undertook to promote peace and prevent conflicts. Honoring this pledge will require major changes by member states in their own actions and in their commitment to uphold and strengthen the multilateral, which is all of them together thinking, right? Group think system as the only viable means to address an interlocking set of global threats. And the only threat, you see, this is why you think about the Second Amendment. Think about the Patriot satellite, the Patriot Act. Huh? We're all terrorists now, huh? Of our own countries. Yeah. Where's the threat? The threat comes from what the actions of what they're doing. Why do you think they created a Second Amendment of right? To freaking so we can defend ourselves against our damn governments. You know? Where's the threat? It's not from us. It's what they're doing.
No. Yeah, it's not. Hi. I got cut off before.
No, go ahead, Pat.
No, that's true. Like, you know, same as in Australia, they took our guns away because they had all of this planned, you know, and yeah. They've been trying to do that in America with all of these false flags, all of these, you know, so-called school shootings and all the rest of it. And you know, most of them have been proven in the Boston bombing, all of that stuff. Like, they're all just lies and propaganda. They're all just, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And they've been trying to take your guns away. They've been trying to take, you know, explosives away. They've been trying to limit everything that you do so that you can't fight back against them, right? Because this is their plan to, you know, control you 100%.
We must get rid of the assault rifles. And I'm like, if I hit somebody in the face with a rock, that's an assault rock, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So,
but I think they even got ammunition, just your bullet. You know, they want to put that bullets down as a weapon. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to do? Throw bullets at somebody if you haven't got a gun? Like, you know, that's going to kill them? Like idiots.
Yeah.
But, it's just the control. And people think that, you know, this is only a few decades. It's not. You know, this is a lifetime, you know, more lifetimes, you know, probably three generations of lifetimes, this plan of what they've been doing.
Right on. And you see, this is why this young gentleman wrote this book about the good old boys club. You know, because I think he even actually made a statement of he went and asked some of these affluent, you know, rich old guys, you know, like I'm not saying from the Trilateral Commission themselves, you know, Skull and Bones or what have you. But he asked some of these old affluent guys who, you know, don't seem to want to let go of some of that wealth. You know, but they just as you know, our wonderful professor had said about, you know, their wealth wrapped around the moon and shoots into the stratosphere. You know, and the only thing that a working man and woman has to look forward to is the 2-for-1 drinks on the way home at the local pub coming home for work. Mm-hmm. You see? And that's the great outlook that a working class person has. You see, but and you can't get these people. Well, hell, what more can you expect when you injected 100,000 communist freaking professors in our American colleges? You know? So you have to look at in the wake of in this young gentleman, he said that he even said it himself. He said he doesn't know, you know, he didn't put it into so people are not being brainwashed to think it's a, you know, a sociology, you know, they got to go socialist and all this stuff. No, he said whatever you want to call it. That's the beautification of what he said. He said whatever you want to call it, whatever name you want to get it, give it. But I call it the new way, the new system. The new system in where which it includes all of us, you see, because and he even stated that even our governments of power needs to be put into the hands of ordinary people, you know, because the system of ways of the good old boys, if you will, right? Good old boys club. There you go. Good old boys club. It continues on, and they just want to continue. But no, we're here to stamp it out. This is why there is this beautiful station called Revolution Radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, you know, that needs to be in your timeline, you know, of the beautification of information. Go ahead, Pat.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are they called good old boys? There's nothing good about them, you know. They, but that's it. You know, that's what we call them—a good old boys club. There's nothing good about them, right? And they're not all old. You know, a lot of them are, you know, young, and you know, they're all evil. But they're everywhere. Like they're in everything that's called an organization, or a corporation, or an agency. Or what? Or a department, right? That's in your schools. That's in your education. That's in your community. Every single board member, or you know, whatever. Every one of them has got these Freemasons connected to them, you know. And they're just, you know, we just think they're ordinary people, but no, they control absolutely everything. Every charity, there's not one charity out there that is not controlled by these good old boys, right?
Yes.
And, you know, the billions and trillions of dollars that they collect for cancer and for, you know, starvation and hunger for children in, you know, poor countries, third world countries and all the rest of it, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't go to them. But the amount of money that they have collected over the years, there should be no starvation anywhere in the world. There shouldn't be cancer anywhere in the world.
That's right.
Right? And all they're doing is lining their pockets at the expense of other people. And we just get sicker and sicker because they just keep poisoning the air and the water and the food. And we've just got to stand up and we've got to stamp it out and we've got to get rid of it, you know, in every organization, you know, whether it's the mother's club or the kindergarten or the school or the whatever, right? We need to stamp it out everywhere and, you know, and control it.
And this is why, I, you know, that we bring this type of information the way we do, because people need to know that, you know, they can sit here and try to brainwash us all into believing that, you know, they're doing it for our safety. What is that you said last week, Pac? You know, they're trying to keep us safe. Yeah, they want to keep us safe. You know, yeah, they seem like they're keeping us safe. I don't know. Our weather here in Sergeant Miller and I state is going to be once again, they're going to, I heard yesterday, Sarge, I don't know if you heard it or not, but they were saying it was 113 degrees in Lafayette. I saw that with my own eyes.
Yeah, it's hot as Pelosi panties.
yeah. Oh. Boy, that's hot. Goodness gracious. And he don't even have to, you know, maybe if he brought the hammer close, I mean, You know, and I ain't talking about no ball peen hammer. But, yeah, so, that's what it is, man. That, you know, it's just, we're going to be experiencing. And I know a lot of people, I was talking to, Nate down the street a while ago earlier, and he was saying that, they had some parts of Texas and Louisiana that's burning now. And I was like, damn, them too.
But it wasn't surprising.
Yeah. I'm like, man, what the hell's going on now? You know? But they're not showing it on mainstream news. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Why? I mean, why this is not on the forefront? Where the damn news channels at?
Yeah, so, boy. All that chemtrailing and 5G, I think they didn't turn the microwave up.
Well, hell.
They ain't letting no clouds come through here. It's supposed to be hurricane season.
I'm glad that's not happening. Good night, man. It tears all up. But
that's it. This generation, the last generation, and possibly the generation before that, probably don't even know what natural weather is.
That's right.
Because it's been manipulated. We're not having our hurricane season when we're supposed to have it. We're not having our rain when we're supposed to have it. You know, they've altered everything. And they have these solar farms. You know, we've got quite a few solar farms and stuff. And the heat that they generate, the heat on the houses, and I've got solar on mine, but I live out of town, so I'm not affecting anybody. But, you know, if every house in a suburb, and, you know, most of them are the houses are so close now, you know, there's no backyards and stuff.
Oh.
So, you know, if every house had solar on it, that puts the temperature up, you know, a few degrees. And then they call that global warming, right? It's all manipulated. Everything that they do is manipulated, right? It's all just the biggest lie.
I'm going to have to send you this this harp antenna that they created. And I believe it's it's something that and they have them all over, I think. And it's this big, gigantic square antenna that they have on the ground. And I think it's a microwavable, in other words, it's just okay, if I had to tell you, when you listen to your radio without your antenna, you can't pick up a reception. Well, what does that antenna do? You know, it puts out, you know what I'm saying? It receives those
waves.
Yeah, a
frequency.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you remember years ago for radio, right, or even when television first started, there would be 20, 30 miles between each aerial, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, same as for a mobile phone, right? You know, the one aerial used to be miles away. Now they're putting all these aerials up so close to each other. You know, all of the frequency from all of that and that radiation that's coming from all of that, the microwave, right?
Yes.
You know, microwave cancer, that doesn't just come from a microwave itself. That comes from these antennas that they have for phones and all the rest of it. Huh?
Yeah, and you go look up. Yeah. I'm gonna send you that little... thing they got an article on the HARP that I posted in our chat. I don't know if you had caught it, but it has some vital information on it that I specified that I caught from reading that article, and it just puts it down so beautifully, you know, of what the indications of what the information that they're bringing. About it looks like some type of microwavable antenna or something they have on the ground. And I mean, man, can you imagine? And I think about you know, what they're doing to the coral reefs. I've even put something in there about that. You know, I mean, people trying to brainwash us all into believing it's okay to kill the coral reefs in the ocean. You know, they're just going to have these little nymphs or whatever that float about, and they'll create coral reefs somewhere else. Well, obviously, this knucklehead hasn't been awakened to finding out that in the Mediterranean and the Pacific and all over, that all of the ocean waters are heated up because of, you know, the amplification that they're doing, you know, from this HARP technology. You know, that they're killing the coral reefs. Well, what about if they could kill the coral reefs? Wouldn't they think that because of the heat factor that's in the oceans, the ocean waters, that they kill the nymphs off of the coral reefs that come off of the coral reefs? And the nymphs being like the, say, the sexual intercourse that the male and female, they would have, you know, like, say, for example, a male and female palm bush. You know, they give off these pheromones to each other. So I've seen some real-time action with my own eyes that male and female palms can give off pheromones to one another. Well, the nymphs from the coral reef can do such probably an activity themselves, you know? But what happens if you're killing the male and the female freaking coral reefs? Huh?
Yeah, but, you know, same as like here with the Great Barrier Reef. You know, they've been like saying that, you know, it's global warming, and then they started blaming the farmers and the runoff from the farmers and whatever.
Yeah, the cows.
So they've had to stop saying that because the coral started growing back. It started coming back alive, right? So, So, you know, they can't blame it on global warming anymore, right? Oh, the reef's dying. Send money. You know, it's
from the cow farm.
Everything that they tell you is a lie, right? The coral is renewing itself, and that's what it does. Like, you know, as you said, you know, it's the male and the female, it sends off these little, I don't know, like the music.
Yeah, that's the music. You're listening to the Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller and Miss Pat joining us. And it's wonderful to hear a voice always. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Heck is the truth jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsal vanes. so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Welcome back, everybody. You listen to Cognitive Reality Show, Two Feathers, in your timeline. Bringing on with Sergeant Miller and Miss Pack. Keeping it hot here tonight on Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Head on over to our website and discover we have a free archives. You can tune in to any one of those, the hosts here at the station today, or the ones that's passed on and went to the other side. May they rest in peace. Sergeant Miller, Miss Pack, and myself as well are on a lot of the archives programs that they have on there. So if you want to go check them out, they're free. Go check them out. And hey, you'd write, just like Sergeant Miller had stated one time, that you bring a pen and paper. You start writing down the different shows that you listen to. And there's just so many that you just can't get enough. You know, just say like, you can't find anything on these nighttime shows, or these, these programs that are not here at Revolution Radio, but some of these nighttime shows that just want to take you down and tell you about evil spirits and possessions and crap that don't even matter. But if you want to awaken yourselves to the real information of what this station brings across of information, and maybe somebody's talking about something that might be about stars or something that this doesn't so interest you, go check out our other stuff, you know, that you can find that very helpful and important vital information in your timeline that you're like, hey, I'm glad I listened to this archive, station at the time that they were putting this on. So, you can sign up to our Matrix chat. They got people that go in the chat room, and shout out to the people in chat. If Sergeant Miller wants to check and see if they might have some wonderful people in there giving us a shout out, hey, that'd be good too. Just get up, sign up to our Matrix chat.
Hey, you got a few people in the chat. Magalogos, Nestlemania. I know Fleece was in there, Jar Jammer. You got Corey, Andrew Ladd. You got a lot of people in there that's just hanging out with us. And I started a joke. You know, Fleece had gave me and you a shout out. He said, you know, we truck a tag team. And I said, we Macho Man and Hulk Hogan.
There you go.
WrestleMania 2023. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. And we got, what's her name, that now had brung herself into wrestling, in the female wrestling. Miss Pat.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. You talking about Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. Yeah, we got Ronda Rousey in the background. She coming in and coming on a creep up, you know? So, yeah, I mean, what we try to do here at Revolution Radio, you know, we just, all this beautiful, beautiful people that come to the station, you know, and if you find yourself new, hey, to the station, it's just different ways, you know. You can become, get on our Patreon circle and give every month if you like, or a one-time donation. It's all good. And we just greatly appreciate that everyone being here. So head on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomsips.net, freedomsips.org. And we were just talking about these wonderful United Nations coming together in a way of peace. They're trying to promote peace and prevent conflicts. But does it seem like that to you all in your reality? I don't think so.
A piece of the pie, not peace, P-E-A-C-E, P-I-E-C-E, put it that way.
That'll give you a pie to the face. And is that the same
United Nations that wants to sexualize children from babies and want them by the age of 3 to be doing masturbation? Is that that same UN?
Yeah, I wouldn't freaking doubt it. I never heard anything about that.
That's the sexualization of children. That's written in their paperwork.
Well, what we brought across too, that you know, is a mechanic amplifier. Shout out to mechanic that you know, I mean, all of this wanting to change the sex because little Johnny likes playing with Ken Barbie, and little Jenny, she wants to play with a, grab the truck and put her Barbie doll in it and roll the truck, so she needs to put on overalls and cut her hair and become a boy, you know. And when she gets old enough, cut off a freaking breast and hang her a penis, you know. It's just like, it's sickening, man, with the hell that these people and saying they want to promote. You see, and they could easily brainwash a lot of millions of people. Hell, they can get them into the stadiums to watch sports. Why couldn't they? They try to, hey, we come to promote peace and prevent conflicts. Do we have you yet? I think we have you. Honey, give me another beer. Yeah, but these member states in their own actions and in a commitment uphold and strengthen a multilateral system as the only viable means to address the interlocking set of global threats, as I put it stated earlier, and deliver on the promises of the Charter of the United Nations and around the world, right? Member states must provide a response to the deep sense of unease which has grown among nations and people that governments and international organizations are failing to deliver. You freaking think? The unease. You think we're having some unease in our times today? Hell, if you wake up tomorrow and experience that 100-plus degree weather, you think that's some unease? You being uncomfortable yet? Is it making you uncomfortable yet? That's all I want to know. You see? And they continue, these communist freaking professors get in these colleges, and they think because these kids, they go into these air-conditioned college study halls, you know, and all of this stuff, and these kids are in air conditioner, but they got these people like Sergeant Miller, myself, Trucker Shannon, you know, all these people, you know, that's out here working in the outside and then just suffering. What about elderly, you know, that have health conditions, you know, people that no fault of their own that might have health conditions, and they're just cranking up with all of the... You know, why, you know, I asked myself this question. Why are they trying to create ways of hating the earth when the all actualities, and they saying that they're trying to create a better world here? Then why aren't they trying to scientifically move in the wake of cooling the earth and bringing back the coral reefs and all of these studies that's cooling the earth. But no, they got to go in the wake of what's heating the earth. I had brought it in, amplified it, that they created the robot. They wanted to see how hot they could get the robot before it started sweating out the holes of the robot, because they put holes in it, and they wanted to see how far they could get it to boil before they had it enclosed in this fiberglass box, right, like a rectangle box. And the robot stood about 6 feet tall. So it was full of holes, and they wanted to see how far they could crank up the temperature before the water would actually come out the pores of the robot, right? So really, well, basically, in the mindset, what am I saying? They want to see how far they can push the human body before your blood starts boiling. Is that hitting home plate enough for you?
I feel that's sorry if you're back to the hitter.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. So what you said, Ms. Peck?
I said, that's what it sounds like. That they're trying to crank it up to, because, you know, they tried every other way to kill us. So, you know, they'll just boil our blood until we, you know, boil ourselves from the inside.
Ooh, there you go. Hey, you see, we just boil ourselves from the inside. We could get them up to, let's see, the robot started sweating at about, let's see, he was sweating at probably, and they didn't even say at what point did he start boiling, at what temperature. So they're probably thinking they could go up probably to about maybe, you know, who knows, 117, 125. And, you know, maybe the human blood will start boiling then, and we could just start dropping, I guess. I guess that, and I have to go back to the scriptures of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Then I think about King Charles, okay? So if you think about the scriptures of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they told the king, oh, king, even if you turn the furnace and you crank up the furnace 10 times hotter, we are not without hesitation to tell you. We will not bow to you, king, oh, king. You know? It doesn't matter. Even if our Savior does not come and save us, we are not without hesitation to tell you we will not bow and serve you. You know? So it's boil our blood. Fry our hair. Yeah. You know? We don't care.
And that's it. Like, we have to, it plainly states there, doesn't it? You know, we have to stand up and say no. You know, we have to.
That's right. At least we know what's going on.
We have to stop these people from doing it. We're not to sit down on our, you know, backsides and just wait for somebody to come and save us. You know, that knowledge is in that book, that knowledge is inside us, you know, with our discernment and with our strengths and abilities that we know right from wrong, and we know how to stand up and say no, right? So why are we not saying no to the government? If we watch somebody come to walk up to our child and try to take our child away, do we just sit there and allow that to happen? No, we don't. As a mother and a father, we you know, grab that person and we beat the bejesus out of them, right? Yeah, right. We don't allow them to take our child. So why are we allowing a government, you know, and the UN and all of these, you know, so-called things that, you know, these organizations that think that they know better than us, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've got to start standing up and start saying no. And if we don't start fighting, then, you know, we're not to sit and wait. Nobody told us in the Bible, just sit quietly and wait. Nobody told us to just sit quietly and wait for the evil to just consume us. Nobody told us that in the Bible.
Yeah, because it said faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
But you got the majority of the world, remember what I said, and don't take it lightly, of when, ooh, I just hit an armadillo. But You know, don't take it lightly when I say that, you know, they bring in people by the tens of thousands into these stadiums. But the people do. They take it lightly and they don't come awaken themselves to Revolution Radio and the information that's being brought across. You see, that's the problem, that we don't have all of these people coming to listen of what's truly going on, that their government, as long as they feel like they, you know, they got their educational systems of the information that these people are bringing across of what they're saying is the better way, because they believe that their way is the better way. But what about the millions of people that's out here working, you know, out here building these towers that they work in? You know, what about these working class people that can't go on real vacations with their families? Why these people are going on $10,000 vacations and just living the grandest lifestyles ever, you know? But and then just giving us the proxy wars and then, you know, these other people that think that everything is hunky dory, and it's, everything is not okay. It's not okay, you see, because we are awakened to what's happening here. You know, and we're definitely not living the lavish lifestyle getaway trips and all of this, you know.
And we weren't meant to. I don't believe we were meant to have all these lavish holidays and all the rest of it. And well, and just it's like, you know, we were taught years ago, stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know,
well, I'm not
the
saying grass
is not greener on the other side. So, you
no,
know,
I'm not saying
but that's
that.
What they do. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, in other words, you should be living life to your fullest potential in whatever way that is. I mean,
yeah.
Ms. Pack, if these people can sit here and run away with just the wealth that wraps around the moon and shoots into the stratosphere, but it can't come, none of it can come falling for us in the wake of lower prices to where we can gain from our slave labor that we give and have been given, and we're having a slave until we retire? I mean, you got football players that are retiring at 40 years old. You know? I mean, come on. 40 and 50 years old and they're retired? And I mean, come on. You out here slaving in this heat that they're creating scientifically, and we can't get a six-figure income to live to the grandest amount of however we want to live, if we're making responsible decisions with our earnings that we receive off of our slave jobs?
Yeah.
And we can't even earn a six-figure income? Go ahead.
But it's not even a six-figure income, right? The thing is, they have taxed you so badly that you feel that you need a six-figure income just to survive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And yeah. And it's not, you know, you can live comfortably on $10,000 or $20,000 a year, or, you know, whatever, right? If we weren't taxed to the max, if they weren't putting the inflation on everything, right? You know, we're not supposed to be working, you know, 60 hours, 80 hours, 100 hours a week, right?
Right.
We're only supposed to be working enough to feed, to get food on the table. But they have made it so that people feel that they have to, you know, that they've got to have enough money in the bank, that they've got to put more money for their retirement because the cost of everything's going up, right? And because they, you know, the government says here in Australia that it costs about $2 million to raise a child, right? You know, that's why a lot of people put off having children until they got their careers going and all the rest of it, because of all this BS that the government feeds you to think that that's what it costs to raise a child. Well, that's a lot of bullets, because I've got five children. So, you know, I haven't earned $10 million in my life just to raise children, let alone feeding myself and my husband. Like, you know, it's just the lies, the programming that they have taught us to make us think that we have to keep working, keep working, keep working, get distracted, you know, watch the news, you know, watch the sport, you know, you know, take the children to all of these things after school and everything. We're just so consumed with this world, and we're not supposed to be consumed with anything, right? Where is any time for the Creator and for ourselves as family, as a community, if we're consumed with everything else, with the prospect of money, to say that we've got enough, right? That's what they've done to us.
Right. Well, I mean, you gotta be able, because of the fact that we live in a land of, you know, of inflation, of price hike, you know, market activities and what have you. If they're creating this monetary system that we all have to live into, live among, then they have to create a system to where, in other words, we should be able, I think Why Not has stated, you know, we should all be owning our own business, if that's so be, you know?
Yeah.
So if whatever way it needs to be, but it has to be in a state of, if you can have a sports player retire at 40 and 50 years old, then you got to have a worker that's got to be able to retire in the same aspect. You can't work a man to death that he's at what they proclaim to be retirement age, which you're damn near dead by the time you freaking get to that age. But this son of a gun can throw a ball down the damn field and across the field and can retire at 40 and 50 years old and having fun the whole time? Bull crap on that.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. But you need to know your rights, right? You need to know that you can get yourself a tax. Tax is voluntary. You know, most people don't know that tax is voluntary. So, you know, you can get yourself out of their system and you can be earning the same amount of money without paying the taxes, right? Because you're being conned. Because all of the money that they need to run the country, and people say, oh, well, you know, if we all stop paying taxes, you know, we won't be able to, you know, who's going to build the hospital? Who's going to build the roads? I'm sorry, but the hospital system, the roads and everything else is, you know, you're paying for your medical over there anyway, right? What are you getting for free over there? Nothing, right?
Right.
You're paying for registration. You're paying for license. You're paying for a gun license. You're paying for a boat license. You're paying for this. You're paying for that. Right, so you're paying all the time,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
But they get all the resources for out of the ground and everything else, right? And electricity, they can do electricity for nothing, right? Because you know they stole all of that. So it doesn't cost the money that they claim that it costs to run a country.
Well, just like you had stated. That if they're going to charge us for all, because our friend Scotty, you know, from the Why Not show, you know, I had him read those 75 taxes that we all pay, you know, 75 taxes. And there's probably even more than that we all pay, that if they're going to have this type of tax structure, then you can't make it where a working class individual is can't even keep up with the rate of inflation. You know, you can't, and then try to mind rape us into believing that a 4.5%, you know, pay raise, which comes out to 0.045, you know, 0.045 is the 4.5% pay raise, and which only gives you enough for the whole month of income that you will earn from that raise that you spend on one weekend on your groceries, that's only half of your grocery bill.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But they don't mind right there. Oh, I got me a raise.
Yeah. Sure. And that's it. To run a country, all they need is to charge you maybe 1 or 2% tax. 1 or 2% tax.
Yeah, but they're not going to
run the whole country. Right?
Yeah,
run
but they the whole haven't country. Done that.
And you're paying what about if you add all of those taxes to, you know, if you say there's 75 taxes and they're probably more, so you're actually out of your income you know, you're probably paying 75% tax. So you're living on 25% of what you're earning.
Wow.
That's why people are struggling.
Yeah.
Right? Because they are raping you, and raping you over and over and over
again. That's right. Got it. That's exactly it. Sit there, all, and then you're not even counting the amount of medical insurance that you're taking out for your work, your dental, your life insurance, all of that, you know, comes out, and you ain't, you know, and then you ain't even talking about maybe some car payment that, you know, is probably, you know, however many years old that you might be paying on your vehicle, you know, and they act like that because they give you a 4.5% pay raise, that's going to cover everything. Yep, you're good. You know, and you're sitting here struggling, and they acting like they gave you something, you know? And the people, like, they just, you know, they think that, oh, you ought to be glad that you're getting a raise. What raise? What raise are you talking about? It already went on one weekend. A whole month's raise. Don't win on one weekend.
Don't catch a flat tire.
Oh, that's over $100 just for one tire. And that ain't even them putting it on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, don't talk about a flat tire. I had to pay for a flat tire. And that's not for a new tire. Like a new tire, I'm looking about $250 for a tire. But it cost me $41 just to fix the flat. $41.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, what used to only cost a few dollars, $41.
$41?
Yeah.
Gracious Allah.
Yeah.
Just to fix the flat.
Yeah.
You see? That's what I'm saying. That if we're going to play in the wake of this type of environment of inflation and cost, that they need to relook at this in the wake of they're trying to make some kind of sense to us as a human being, or as a populace of people, and to making us believe that we're actually getting somewhere in this society, when they're hogging up all the damn wealth and expect us not to say anything. But, you know, that's not what this platform is about. This platform was to create
out. Yeah. When they give you that little pay rise, 4% or whatever, you know, turns out to be, you know, 0. whatever, you know, when that happens, then your rents go up, your mortgages go up, you know, interest rates, whatever, go up, you know, so food prices go up. So even if you do end up with a few dollars more in your thing, you know, you either go into the next tax bracket, so they tax you more anyway. So you end up with less than you did before. And then everything else goes up. So, you know, you end up like worse off.
And then what you had Warren Buffett said, I saw it, you heard him say it. He paid less taxes than his secretary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You see? You see that? Now that's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, because they know all the loopholes, right?
Yeah.
And we have to learn what those loopholes are. And if tax is voluntary, if tax is voluntary, if the IRS is unlawful, unconstitutional, then you need to find out why and how to get yourself out of that. And there were ways of doing, you know, Rick and Jonathan, they did that on their show the other day, talking about getting out of the system, right? Because it's all unlawful what they're doing. And 99.9% of the people don't understand that what they're doing is unlawful. Same as in Australia. Our taxation is voluntary. Right?
Mm.
And they say they're going to come and, you know, put you in jail if you don't pay your taxes or whatever, right? And they did that to, Al Capone. Didn't they get him for tax evasion? Tax evasion, right? And if he knew his rights, that tax is voluntary, He shouldn't have, you know, they wouldn't have got him at all.
Well, my thing is I don't follow mobsters, but what you was going to say, Sarge?
No, Trump, remember they had Trump on a debate. It was like, well, this tax return was a little bit different than that tax return. And he was like, that's what I pay my accountant for, is to find tax cuts and loopholes for my different businesses. That pissed a lot of people off. But the thing is, he said, you know, the art of the deal. He was like, I surround myself by people that are smarter than me. Mm. That way, you know, that's a good businessman, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You see, but that, and that's the thing. they got these people that, and I'm not saying, you know, I mean, they got their tax lawyers. That's what PAC was stating, that they know the tax loophole. You see, they got their tax lawyers that enables them to be able to do these type of things, which continues them on. And then we come to learn about the Panama Papers years later, that it's another way for them to have these tax loopholes when they offshored all of that wealth and everything to these companies they found out that go to nowhere, you know? And you come to find out that and it's just another way for them to you know, the good old boys club, you know, to get away with, you know, continuing not having, you know, to shuckle out, you know, some dollars to their workers or whatever. You know, it's just all of this stuff, you know. But you can't get these people in the same mindset of Revolution Radio people and what we're bringing, you know, like the information that we bring across to make them realize or to have them see of what's being said about these people like the United Nations and NATO, and they still wanting to prop up these proxies, and they're spending our damn tax dollars and doing all of this activities, building these bomb centers and building more bomb. But boy, they don't want you to have those bullets to put in your gun and ban your AR-15s, and you know. But boy, they want to build the big old guns, you know. But it's not okay for you to speak about them and have your nice big bullets to protect yourself and the activities of what they do against us. Oh, no, we sound like, what? We better go back to the Patriot Act and make us all foreigners to this land and make us some terrorists, huh?
Oh.
But I brought up that Patriot Act, boy. Look, people are like, oh, hold on, what you talking about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the Bushes, man. When the Bushes brought out that damn Patriot Act, made us all terrorists. You know, yeah, how the hell we become terrorists? Go ahead, Sarge.
You sneeze the wrong way. Oh, domestic terrorism. Oh, good. You don't want your son to wear a dress. Oh, domestic terrorism.
Man. He wasn't 6 feet apart whenever he sneezed.
Bro.
See? That's what it is. They continue to want to bring on the garbage across the airways and have people like George Norrie come up and say, you know, we want to tell you about the possessions and, you know, stuff that doesn't even have any meaning in people's timeline of the information that needs to be brought across. And they'll talk about aliens and, you know, they don't care, dude. That's the new propaganda today, is aliens. Speaking about aliens, that is the real propaganda today. You know, they want to mind rape people with that stuff, you know. And I'm not saying people got their own beliefs in aliens and all that stuff. And I mean, as far as two feathers myself, I just believe that, you know, man and woman was created, and look at us today. Did y'all see anybody any aliens stopping at the alien shop to get dressed for a new suit? I haven't seen one yet.
Well, Fauci looked like an alien to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody, I'm waiting for somebody to build an alien shop the way they can say the aliens can stop in here and get their new dress wear. You know, I'm waiting to see that one, boy. That would be a trip right there. I think people would, they're like, see, I told you there was aliens. Oh, shoot, man. Oh, Lord, man. I tell you, how much does people want to be raped, man, mind raped and brainwashed, you know, into the wake of what's occurring on this planet. And we're going to wake up tomorrow and the planet's still going to be hot. And then we don't know. And these kids today are letting these uncles and grandpas and all of these people be involved with this scientific study of heating the earth even more and killing the coral reefs. But yet they won't speak out and say something against these people. And they know their relations to these damn people. Hell, they probably in science labs helping them out. And oh, I'm getting me an education. I'm getting me a college education. You know, I'm a graduated science because I'm creating a way of heating the earth. You know, well, keep doing it. And let's see how much. And then what's that little frog in the pot? They say you put him in the cold water and you put him on a low heat. He don't know he's balling until he's like, man, this water feels good. Man, this feels like a sauna, man. Look, anybody got any bubble bath?
Yeah, frog leg for everybody.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. It's just like, man, the water's feeling good. Can I get some bubbles with that? And they don't know they're being balled in the water, the pot of water.
Yeah, they'd be like, that smell like cayenne pepper. No, that's put a little Epsom salt in your water.
But that's it, isn't it? Like, you know, when are people going to be uncomfortable enough with what they're doing for them to start doing something about it? Like with that frog. When is that frog going to, you know, feel that the water's just that little bit tad hot and get out before he's boiled in, you know, frog legs for somebody?
Yes.
Or, you know. Yeah. And but that's it. Like, you know, people are too comfortable because they don't want to go outside their little comfort zone. Like, because we've been taught about, you know, our personal space and our comfort zone and, you know, and all of this, you know, don't offend anybody and all of that, you know, programming that they've been taught. You know, for the last couple of generations, and they're seeing, like with this COVID experimental worldwide experiment, right? With this injection, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are seeing their own families dying, you know, and the doctors can't explain it, but we don't know what it is, right? How many family members do they have to die? How many family members have to have turbo cancer? How many of their family members have to now have a neurological disorder or, you know, autoimmune disease or, you know, can't have a child now because, you know, they were perfectly well, you know, 8.5 months pregnant and the baby was fine and the doctor says, yes, you can take the jab. They take the jab and then within 2 days that baby's dead, right? You know. Yes. When are they going to start waking up to all of this and say enough is enough, right?
Mm.
Because there's not one person out there that is not feeling the pinch, you know, apart from these, you know, globalist elites and whatever. But people have just got their heads in the sand. They just go to work. They just, you know, do what they're told in front of their computer. They don't even know what's going on next door. Right, they haven't got a clue, right? And when is it going to get to a point where you have to take notice? People don't even look up at the sky, right?
No,
they can't even see the what they're doing with the chemtrails. You know, there can be a crisscross sky up above them and people don't even look up. You know, we've got clouds here now where, you know, there will be some white clouds and then in front of them there'll be these little black ones, and the white clouds gobble up these black clouds. They gobble them up, yeah. Right? It's so weird, and yet people are not even noticing what is happening right in front of them, right? I can get up on my in the morning and it can be, you know, there can be some moisture outside, like it could be like a fog, but it's not fog. You know, it's not fog. And there'll be these white things on your car, you know, and it's not frost.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't wipe off, right? It's this horrible stuff, right? This is stuff that they're doing to us. When are people going to wake up and see that things are not right? Right? Things are not right in the world.
Correct. And you see that you're speaking about that frog in the pot, that they see that they're like that little frog in the pot, wondering, you know, how when they're going to realize that they're that frog in the pot served up with some scrambled eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know? It is just like, do they start to, because they see, okay, they're like, okay, well, it is, and we are noticing in our state of where we're located that we are noticing, you know, that we are experiencing hotter temperatures now, you know? It is getting our attention, but they can't deny that, okay? And maybe they start to, like you said, they're circles, you know, they come out of their comfort zone, their boxes of their inner circle, you know, they come to realize that something's not right here, all right? And then they come to Revolution Radio and they figure out that now they're discovering that the coral reefs are dying because of they might have heard us speaking about it here. And maybe they ran across it, but they don't remember, but vaguely. You know, they might have heard something about the coral reefs dying in the ocean. But then they come here and they get this amplification, you know, from the information that we bring. You know, and they start to realize, well, wait a minute, I did hear something about that in the past. And now they're saying it right here on Revolution Radio that they're amplifying it, that something's going on. But wait, maybe something 1 + 1 does equal 2. You see? And they see that what's going on, that there is something occurring, because number one, they realize that the earth is hotter now. Okay, so maybe the inclination of what they were thinking back then of what they heard about the coral reefs wasn't so far-fetched in what they heard. You see? Now they come to the realization that there is something going on. You see? And that's how it goes. That's how it starts. That's how they start awakening their friends. And they start coming to Revolution Radio. Man, you got to come listen to these people, man. They're throwing down with what's actually occurring, and we can't deny it. You know, yeah, we live in our castles and we live in our nice homes, and they're telling us about this peace and, you know, not only prosperity, but they're promoting peace and prevent conflicts and all this stuff. But yet we're experiencing this proxy war, aren't we, that's happening in Ukraine. And then we're having all this FTX funding back to the Democratic Party and all of the wrongdoings with that crap. You know, so there is occurrences that are happening right here. And then look how much Trump's on his 25th his 25th of impeachment right now, you know, because he, like Sergeant Miller said, he sneezed wrong. You know, so they got him on his 25th impeachment. You see? So people, you know, they wanna keep being mind raped and brainwashed by the types of propaganda and politics that they're being brought across, of all the stuff that's not coming to a benefactor in the wake of the school system, or in our timeline of hell, neighborhoods right down the street from where they live in their grand hotels or their grand castle homes and all of this stuff. And they say, well, wait a minute, why is it that our subdivision is this, you know, beautified surroundings, but yet we could go, you know, two blocks down and it's like you're looking at a third world country? Because you haven't awakened yet. And number two, you haven't even come to Revolution Radio and figured out that there is something of a different occurrence happening in your timeline of your reality. You see? So I have to say, y'all, that, you know, I spoke with Why Not the other day, and he wanted me to make a special appearance on his show tonight, if y'all want to come have a listen, and I'll probably chime in, because I'm going to be off tonight of work. Heard that or not? Am I still on? Hello? Yeah, it looks like
yeah,
we
there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still there.
Okay. I just wanted to say that today's my birthday, and Why Not?
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So yeah, he just wanted me to make a special. He said something about they were gonna sing happy birthday, so I'm waiting for that. Yeah.
Wow.
That
would be so great. What are you, 21 again?
23. Yeah. I'm going to
You're about as old as Joe Biden being in politics. Over.
There you go. Yeah, I got a couple errands. I have to go renew my CDL today and you know, retake that picture and stuff, and probably have to pay, you know, whatever it is. And then I got that stopper that's in my, you know, the tank you have in your tank. You got that little that little rubber stopper that's in the bottom of your tank. I gotta go get one of those. And what else? Oh, I gotta go get a tooth pulled today. So I'm gonna try to get an extraction done, and might take a little nap after that, since I'm gonna have tonight off. So that feels pretty good. So thank God that I need to renew my license, so I finally get a day off and get a little breather. But it's a shame it's only the day off me, and that I got to go take care of all these different errands, you know. Couldn't be like a birthday, you know, taking off, you know. So, but it's all good, you know. Hopefully they're not going to bring no carpet bomb up on us, or a napalm or something, you know. And we're hearing all these different states now catching all these fires and all of this. So, I mean, you know, it's not fun, man, to hear all of this type of stuff and what people are experiencing, you know. They said some of those people over there in Hawaii had jumped in the water and stuff. But thank God for that. You know, they was able to help themselves in that kind of way, you know. But I know we don't have too much time on the show, but I wanted to say that we will be revisiting this and speaking out about this, so that people can awaken themselves to just like us, you know, that people that come have a listen, that will awaken themselves to these, even the United Nations, people like the United Nations stating that they're bringing, you know, whatever this wake in the way of promoting peace and preventing conflict, which we know different, you know, that these people are not doing this. And what we're seeing in the actions of what they're doing, they're spending frugally, you know, in the wake of what they're doing to our tax dollars, and these proxy wars and, you know, whatever malfeasance that they're practicing in their, in, you know, in the wake of the, you know, their governmental activities of whatever nefarious activities that they deem necessary in the way that they act, you know? So, I mean, I don't know what they do there in Australia. I mean, are they seem like that they spend you all's tax dollars in the way that they need to be spending them, Pac? I mean, how do you all see it in Australia?
It's the same. Like, if our tax, our debt, you know, is probably as much as America these days. You know, yeah. You know, people are paying like 75-80% tax because of all the hidden taxes and the taxes and the taxes and the taxes and the fees and the registration and the rates and everything else. You know, yeah. People are suffering when they don't need to be. You know, they just screw you into the ground. So it's wrong. But anyway, you need to have a wonderful birthday, and I don't know about going to a dentist on a birthday. Like, that's not a day when you should be going to a dentist.
Yeah. But
not on your birthday. Find something else to do.
Yeah, I would love to, but this tooth is so loose, it's looser than Nancy Pelosi's drawers, you know what I mean?
Oh, you need to put a bit of a swish your mouth with some coconut oil and stuff. There are different things that you can do for your mouth, yeah. Even if it's a loose tooth, because I've got one, and it's just different things that you can do, and it will fix the tooth, right, without going to a dentist. Yeah, and fed income, and clove oil. You know, there's lots of different things that you can do to without having to actually get a tooth.
Yeah, this sucker is loose. I mean, it's ready to go. You know?
Is it giving you pain?
Yeah, it's pretty much been giving me pain.
You know, get some salt water, you know, rinse out your mouth, and then you can do a turmeric paste, you know, at nighttime. You know, there are things that you can do to save your tooth without having to go to a dentist.
Well, I mean, I might try to do that, like, would you say coconut oil?
Yeah, coconut oil, yeah. Just put some coconut oil in your mouth, swish it swish it all around your mouth and try and leave it in there for a few minutes, right? And then, yeah.
Well, I mean, I might do that to try to save my other one, you know?
Do like the Christmas Carol. Put some some fishing line to your tooth and tie it to a door and kick the door in.
And kick the door in. Cool.
And scream happy birthday.
Yeah. Say happy birthday. Goodbye, tooth. But, I'm going to probably eventually have to get some false teeth, you know, on the bottom, which, you know, I'm okay with
and
that.
You need to save your teeth. Save them.
Yeah, I would
just
like
find
to.
Out there's different things you can do and save them.
I'm gonna go,
don't
I'm
be
go.
Con. That's another con, right? The dentist, that's another con. You can look after your teeth with just simple things. Salt water, like a turmeric paste, you know, where you just do that at nighttime. And, you know, coconut oil, clove oil. All of these things are very good to save your teeth and to get rid of any infections that's in your mouth and in your teeth and to stop them from decaying.
There's clove oil and how you said it, what was the other one? Coconut oil.
Yeah, coconut oil. Yeah, you put that in your mouth, you know, and just swish it all around and keep it in there for, you know, for a few minutes. Yeah. And at nighttime, you get some turmeric, just some turmeric with a bit of water, you make a little paste, all right? And then put that in your mouth and do the same with that at nighttime. You know, leave it in for as long as you can. You know, these are just things that you can do. And the same with salt water. Every day, get some salt water, and you know, swish that in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I know about that, salt water, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to do that yesterday, too, and forgot about it.
Yeah. And if you got some clove oil, I can't remember what the other oil is.
Where do you get that at? Clove oil and turmeric.
Yeah, clove oil. You can get. You should be able to, even some of the supermarkets or a health shop or whatever. You should be able to get them just a little bottle of clove oil. You got a couple of good places over there that sell, you know, the oils, the natural oils.
Yeah, but I think Walmart.
I can't remember what the other oil is, because I've got a little spray beside my bed, and any time that my tooth wants to start play up, you know, I just spray that on, and it's just so good for you, right? Mm-hmm. It's because I've had abscess in my mouth on my tooth, you know, had a loose tooth, you know, and just by doing these things, you know, I've saved my teeth.
So did you have loose teeth and you actually applied this stuff? And what happened?
Yeah.
Your teeth went back up?
I've got one tooth that was virtually just hanging right down, lower than the other teeth. And I've just been doing things like that. And, you know, and that's almost not even loose anymore. You know, there are things that you can do. Because I thought I had like three of them that were loose that I thought that I needed to, like, get them out.
Uh-huh.
I virtually felt that I could, if I just pulled it, it would come out. That's how bad they were. And, and I haven't had any problems now for maybe 4 months just by doing those sort of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Does sound like a winner.
Yeah, yeah. It's a hell of a lot cheaper. Hell of a lot cheaper than going to a dentist, that's for sure.
No, I got insurance. I got insurance.
Yeah, I know, but you're saving your teeth, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I might have to do that for
saving
the other
your teeth. Yeah, because, you know, you don't want to have false teeth. You won't be able to eat another piece of steak. And you'll have trouble eating an apple.
Yeah, I haven't eaten one of those in a while.
Yeah, well, you just got to cut it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You can do that. So I thank y'all for being with me tonight. And Sergeant Miller, you be safe coming back this way.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, Pat. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Cognitive Reality Show. And thanks to the special guest, Miss Pat. Come back next week and join us again. We love y'all. We're signing up out of here. Now take care. Come join us next week. We'll have the same stuff.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Help each other.
What the heck is the truth, Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan Baker. Welcome to the Crypt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in.